When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as K-Friend. Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Breaking news.
Yes.
That should just be the official intro music for that.
Okay.
Well,
you know,
well, when we have it, because we have we literally have breaking news again today. I told you I had to
reset
what we're supposed to do. Now, first of all, welcome to the Friend Zone. Your weekly look at all things mental health, mental hygiene. Focus on that word this week, mental hygiene, okay?
Uh-oh.
Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? Now, question. Do you all know who Channing Crowder is?
No.
No? Asante?
No.
Nobody really does, but I just wondered if y'all did. So I'm sure you've seen these conversations that have been floating around surrounding Russell Wilson and this guy
okay.
who's a commentator.
Now I know.
Uh-huh.
The podcaster slash NFL
well.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
With them, with them beady dollhouse eyeballs. You seen them? He got them dollhouse eyes. You know how dolls be having them eyeballs that move around? Them little, you know, them doll eyeballs and shit. That's what his ass looked like. Oh, have God. You seen him? He got them motherfucking them frog doll eyeballs. So y'all gonna have to arrest me for what I'm about to do.
I ain't seen him. If he don't look like Russell Wilson, then I don't want to see him. So
he don't. Ooh. He looks just like what I told you. I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised you ain't Googled. You know what he looks like? You ever had one of them SpongeBob ice cream, the ones you get from like the ice cream boy with the gum and the eyeballs? That's what he looked like. That's what he looks like. So anyway, this nigga who has been famously hating on Russell Wilson. Now, you can have your opinions about people, whatever. You can talk about people with your friends. Sometimes people just talk shit about people without any sort of consequence or whatever, because you are allowed that within your friendship groups. But it's another thing when you decide to go as public as you can with it. And it is fueled with hate, unmotivated by anything on the other person's behalf. It's just you being mean and nasty. And we
especially
find
when they didn't do anything to you. They don't even talk to you, acknowledge you. That's the weirdest part.
Still rolling around in the dirt, you know what I'm saying, in the football fields of yesteryear while this man is winning, you know what I'm saying, fucking Super Bowls and shit, excelling, beautiful wife, beautiful family, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got to be your cup of tea. Personally, all this commentary he has about his opinion of Russell's charisma or lack thereof, Russell's style or lack thereof. I'm like Janet Jackson in fucking Color Girls. Are you gay? You know what I'm saying? Why do you even give a damn if he cool or not? Fag. So anyway, okay. But here we are. So recently... So we've been wondering, like, why is he just so mean and nasty? Like, why does he always have something to say about Russell Wilson? Well, recently, because now that what happens is when you put that sort of nastiness out into the universe and into the ethos,
it comes right back.
It comes back to you. And it also, it brings attention to you and your ways. And people start looking at you and picking apart your, you know, complexities and the dynamics of you as a person. Right. So. This dumb motherfucker, then went online again, running his mouth, and he overshared, and it made news, and it also made his hatred of Russell Wilson and his hatred of the aesthetic of Russell Wilson. It made all that make sense, and I'm going to let you guys hear what this fool had to say. Here we go.
A bath?
Yeah.
I don't wash that often.
You don't take a shower?
I don't think you really need to wash that much.
Like, what you mean?
Wash every day.
Huh?
I think you, man.
You don't take a shower every day?
2 times a week.
Oh.
3 times a week.
Hey, listen.
Bro. Oh. You lying.
No, I don't really do all that.
You spent your whole life in football pads.
Yeah, and after, like, I can wrench. I call it wrench off. I wrench off.
Oh, no.
I've been washing and sitting down and putting soap on and dove.
You can stand up in the shower.
But
you
all
take
the
a
shit,
shower. Take a shower. Yeah. I think taking a bath is kind of nasty.
It's the funny thing is the hot spots. Only thing that stink, if you think about it, have you ever had your forearms stink? No. Your underarms.
Yeah, I know I'm stink.
Your crotch, your booty.
Yeah, stink.
Your feet.
Yeah.
So you just hit a hot spot. And I get in the shower and not a drop of water will touch my calves or my forearms.
Wait, what?
I wash my underarms. I wash my crotch.
What are
my
you
ass.
Talking about,
I
man?
Wash my face, my underarms, my crotch, my ass, my feet. Them all only things that stink. I've never heard somebody be like, your back smells nasty. Yo.
Dustin, the funniest part is when he started talking, I saw you scratching your neck.
Cause I got the heebie G. What did hit it, Gina Rodriguez? Hit it, Gina Rodriguez. These funky niggas give me heebie jeebies. Okay, cause I got the goddamn heebie jeebies from his cooties having ass. Now let's break this shit all the way down. Francesca, 2 times a week and hot spots.
Hot spots. He's saying he. So wait, I want to make sure I understand. He's saying he only hits the hot spots 2 times a week.
That's what he said.
That's all.
That's what he said. He never washes his forearms. He never washes his legs. You might as well be what? He never washes his legs. Then used to play sports. I don't know what kind of CTE this motherfucker got. That's really there's a cognitive. There's something wrong because how the logic.
What's his name?
Channing Crowder.
I'm getting
Channing Crowder.
I'm getting a sense of
that
a
nigga
child.
Said
hold on,
he know he don't shower, so he literally said he wrenches off a week.
Channing Crowder, look at him with them evil eyes. Look at him, Channing Crowder. He got them cannibalism eyes. You see him? Jeffrey Dahmer pupil having ass. You dilated motherfucker. Why you always look like somebody got a flashlight in your face?
Why? See the gum eyeball correlation.
I told you. That's how
he looked. I was trying to see if someone in his life, a parent, was white.
It looked like one of his parents was an armadillo. Hard skinned, sun baked ass, nasty motherfucker. Armadillo. How you don't bathe? And this is why. Let this be a lesson. We gotta watch who we fucking. For real, because it's a lot of Channing Crowders walking around here that just ain't said nothing, washing the hot spots, and then we wonder why we dealing with monkey pox and Channing pox and all of this shit. And mind you, we coming off of 2 pandemics, 2 situations where we have been literally browbeaten with the encouragement to wash our hands and wash our ass, and he's still not doing it. And why? Let's really deep. And why? Did you hear what he said? I ain't all that sitting down and washing and dove and leathering up. I ain't doing all that. So it's out of sheer. You would rather be a filthy, funky flea bag.
Buzzard
flea bag. Then move your arms around and wash up underneath your ass. And you talking about only wash with stink. When have you ever heard somebody's back stink? Apparently when we walk around you, filthy McNasty. Funky town. I want you to take
I'm
me
telling
too.
You.
Okay.
Bring back shame. Bring back shame.
What? Funky, nasty, bottom of your shoe, disgusting, barrel ridden, barnyard bastard. That's what he is. He might as well go shit in some hay. Put leave
Jesus
his ass
Christ.
Outside.
Doesn't
he's a he
mean.
Bad as Kim Burrell. Two big, burly, nasty. Pumice stone needing. He needs a hot stone fucking insertion. That's what he needs. He needs to walk through a car wash
Justin
at this point with
activated.
His nasty ass.
I wish
can't stand no hater, and now it makes sense because he's nasty.
Like, yeah. And the he Department had another of Mental clip Health too. And Hygiene find him or some shit because he is spreading this information.
And got
like,
locks. And got locks.
I saw another clip where he said that him and his wife go to like places where you hang out naked with other couples. Oh no! Like resorts.
See, that's why I can't get with all man. That's why I can't get with all that. You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be these motherfuckers. Because this is how everything is spread. They talk about monkeypox, a gay disease. No, it's a that disease right there. It's a nasty. This literally what she saying the color purple. That nasty woman's disease. It's literally the nasty. The Channing Crowder. If anything, this motherfucker got is the nasty woman's disease. His common cold is a nasty woman's disease.
That's so bad, but out of context. Nasty woman's disease. That's out of context. That's not gonna hit. So we do that.
Depending on where we go. I ain't trying to offend nobody but him. Okay. Okay, that's on the for real side. So he's a filthy, funky ass, fucking nasty hater. And now we know why he can't stand a motherfucker as polished and sharp as Russell Wilson is. With his beautiful black family, and that's why he's
moisturized,
beady old beady. Look like somebody tased his taint. Every time you see him, he looks like he got shocked underneath his ball sack. That's what he looked like. If you can stand the
parasites
smell
down there,
if you can stomach the smell, rancid, nasty, cesspool, disgusting. Anyway, that's the breaking news that we had today on the Friend Zone. Take it away.
Is this because we warmed up? Like, should we not do that anymore?
I'll tell you what else we did. We washed up.
And I didn't even left my house today, and I made sure I got in the shower this morning. Like, and I
cleaned your ass for yourself
before I got in the bed last night.
You did that for yourself.
So for him to say I ranch out twice a week, like what? Ranch like, sir,
big tall nasty nigga.
No, I can't even.
This is why you got to stare. You heard him with you, and the other nigga on the show was literally flabbergasted. Did you hear what he said? He was like, "You've been in football pads your whole life." He was like, basically saying like, "You ain't, you got to clean all that, sanitize your equipment." It's another thing, another gem you can unearth from this. Sanitize all your shit because people like him are out here, and that just goes to show you that haters are always filthy. Fucking bums, just like that. That's what he is. If I was Russell Wilson, I wouldn't spit on him to clean him.
I would have immediately requested Lysol and bleach and everything. Bleach. When he was sitting there, like, can we need all of this
fumigate
wiped down right
this
now?
Motherfucker, smoke bomb it. Just, you know what? But blow the whole damn building up. At this and we all going, you stay here. Okay? You park it, nasty. We out here. And put a tarp, because I don't want that shit flying on me once his ass blow up. Put a tarp in front of this
bitch. Please, Dustin.
But the fact that you started singing Funky Town.
All right, his funky tie. I want you to take me to funky town. That's right.
Oh, Jesus.
That's it. Funky ass, nasty ass nigga. Hey, go ahead, friend.
You got it out your system, Dustin. Now I'm taking a sip of water. You worked hard for that one.
I did. So. That was a tongue lashing. You know what I'm saying? And I like water, unlike him.
Asante, before we get started, I know you recently did the Twitter chat with P-Valley.
Yes, thank you.
On Sunday. I don't know if you want to recap that before we jump into the show.
Fran, you are a treat and a gem because when I tell you...
Forgot,
beaten down and out. I mean, I was going to remember because of the main show, but thank you for doing it at the top of the show because that's so much better. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody in them Twitter streets and on Instagram that have been helping me out. There was a Twitter watch party this past Sunday for Stars show P-Valley. I got to live tweet with Essence, Sylvia Bell, Scotty Bean, Kimberly Foster, Gia Peppers. Everybody was out there tweeting P-Valley episode 9. And how amazing was it that I got to live tweet the episode that Megan Thee Stallion, aka Tina Snow, came.
She's
been making little previews on the show, so it was finally time for her to come out and shine. So it felt like it was my time to come out and shine as well. So it was great. I love P-Valley, so it was amazing to have been chosen for such an opportunity. And it was so much fun that I will be doing it again this Sunday at 10 p.m.
Period.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes,
down
please.
In the valley where it's to get that check.
Okay. Okay.
And it's a good check. Let me just say.
Yes, it is.
I feel like break dancing.
Please hit me up at Hey Asante on Twitter. You can check my social media on Saturday, but y'all know we're going to be live tweeting at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. So make sure y'all just follow along. Y'all tweet. Y'all like the tweets. Y'all retweet. Y'all interact. I got to quote some of y'all anyway. So I don't know if y'all caught up. I don't want to ruin anything for y'all, but shout out to everybody that was so upset because in the past episode, there was a Sweet Grits reference, and Sweet and Grits is always a very controversial thing within the Black community. Love that appeared in the episode and that conversation happened on Twitter. And shout out to P-Valley. I just love that show. Outside of this happening, I just truly love that show. I love the music for that show. I love the actors in that show. We on the show, we've always talked about how we love to see new talent. So shout out to the talent that's on that show that is flourishing, from the woman that plays Keyshawn, I wish I had the actress's name. I ain't pull all this up because his friend hit me on the spot, which I appreciate though. Shout out to actress that plays Mercedes, shout out to the actor that plays Miss Clifford or Uncle Clifford, like shout out to Loretta Devine, you know, the legends in the building as
singing
well coming
too.
Through shout out to the Pastor Patrice, like
now,
I love
baby.
Everything
no.
Oh my god. Oh,
I
love everything about
water,
this show
baby.
Yeah. And if y'all saw me live tweet, y'all saw that I said that it would be shout out. It would be amazing if they did P-Valley Fest. So P-Valley, if y'all do the P-Valley Festival, I would love to be part of the events and
oh,
the
that's
functions.
Cute idea.
Because I'm a pole dance if they do. I'm going to get on the pole.
Ooh.
I want to be in the DJ booth either next to DJ Never Scared or DJ or Big Bone. So that's what I want to do. I want to be right over there. Because the way that... well, yes. Look, I don't want
to
come between Big Bone and Diamond.
For you to work. And Big Bone.
I ain't trying to come between Big Bone and Diamond. So
that's exactly what I'm trying to do. between Big Bone and Diamond.
Look, they got that voodoo going on, okay? I don't want no...
I roll the dice. And the Lord is covering me. I'll risk it.
Good luck with that, okay? But yes, shout out to Essence, shout out to Star, shout out to all of y'all for participating. Shout out to P-Valley.
Yes.
That was amazing. That was great. Thank you for that, friend. Thank you for making space
of course.
For that time for that after Dustin took me out with Funky Town.
Perfect. So English would be nice this week. English would be nice. So remember that I told you that we had posted an ask to our listeners on our Friend Zone Twitter asking for fate for Black businesses. Wow. I didn't need enough.
It's coming, but it's coming.
We got you. It's coming on. It's coming on. And it's Black Business Month.
Super
shout
tired.
Out to August.
We will follow you.
Is it really? Okay.
It's Black Business Month. Mm-hmm.
How cute. So perfect. Thank you to Maylush Ish on Twitter for putting us on to Rowan and Co. Baby. It's a Black woman owned company for baby clothing and accessories. The owner, Ange, was a nanny for 8 years and is now a licensed midwife in Southern California. On her website, she states, I have seen loads of baby items, the good, the bad, and the ugly, but never exactly what I wanted. So why not just create it myself?
I love it.
And she has a website now that includes beanies and bows and head wraps, pacifiers with really cute clips, you know, that you can attach to their rompers, onesies, jogger sets, swaddles, even knotted gowns, which was interesting. I don't know that I've seen babies with those. It seems very old.
Like a basketball wives dress. Right?
But definitely check it out.
You know them Rowan. Baptismal gowns are looking like basketball wives dresses.
No, they don't. If you want to look at her IG, it's Rowan and Company. That's Rowan and Company on Instagram. And then the website, right? She said it's a combination of both her parents' names, apparently. And then check
company.
Out Rowan, RowanCoBaby.com. RowanCoBaby.com. And that's it for this week.
Which one of her parents is named Company?
No.
People name their children whatever they want. I'm not surprised. I told you I grew up with a lady named Curtis down the street.
Curtis?
That
wait,
her
name is Curtis down
her
the
first
street?
Name, no, her first name is Curtis. She lived down the street. She was a sexy woman, but her name was Curtis.
I am through with the both of you.
She was.
Company and down.
Because he said people name their kids whatever they want. Right.
He did that with the company. So, right.
Company. Rowan Company. Rowan and Co. Right?
Well, you maybe know what? Co. That maybe is Co. This week's episode title. Curtis down the street.
Yes, let's go. Please.
Let me text y'all right now so mama don't forget.
I'm going to try it. Speaking of mama, shout out to Angelica Ross, who is playing Roxy Hart in Broadway for 8 weeks in Chicago, the musical.
Oh, yes. And the promo. The promo ain't that, and
she about to kill that.
She
yes.
She looks so good in the promo. Yes. Yeah.
She about to kill that.
Congratulations.
Shout out to you, Angelica Ross. Much love.
Right. Yeah. Shout out to you. Last week's episode, here we go, titled Hello Kitty. Good night, Cat. Thank you, Dustin Ross. Dustin brought the Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries to the Hot Button segment. And as always, those of you listening had a lot to say. Who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, I was in them SoundCloud streets.
If you take my comment, I'm going to fight you.
I don't have a comment this week. Fran, what did you find out there?
Who did you pick? Because I know it's the same one. We always do this. Who'd you pick? Is it Anna?
Oh, no. V-Mars.
Oh, okay. We good. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Woohoo! You know, gang.
I retract
gang
my
affiliated
violence.
Me streets. Okay. I ain't want no smoke. I ain't want no smoke.
Fran said violence.
Okay. Woo.
I retract
well,
it.
Now that we've dodged that bullet, I want to give a shout out to V-Mars in them SoundCloud streets. V-Mars had a collection of, a collection of comments. So I'm going to read them all off as following. Speaking of pastors, for years when I was in my 20s, I attended a church with an equally mean pastor. He belittled and embarrassed parishioners, harshly spoke horribly about people not paying tithes, spoke on women and young girls developing bodies, calling them sloppy, told a minister his kids were ugly, but we took it all because he was the man of God, and we needed a hard pastor because we are hard-headed folks, they put in quotes, excuse me. Over the years, parishioners left, and no new ones came, and it was just down to him, his wife, and a few lone deacons. A local chaplain tried to help build interest in the church again, but the pastor told them their daughter looked like a baby raccoon. That was the...
Who I laughed is too when I read person? That
for the first time. I should have known that was going to get you. I did laugh when I read that.
Not y'all laughing.
I was trying to read past it because I didn't think you was cool.
I just snorted.
Think about them.
No. We're not supposed to laugh.
That was the end of that.
Comment.
I would have dragged his ass across that pew so fast. I don't think you understand. All you would have heard was him hitting that wood. Getting beat up on that wooden pew.
He's so
my baby a motherfucking raccoon. My new baby.
Well,
everybody know it take a minute for a baby to settle in.
See, not as...
You, everybody know them first couple weeks.
Now this next part
you
going
to run your biblical lips talking about my baby look like a motherfucking rat. Bitch, what the first talk about that first lady? Since we're talking about animals and her elephant calves. Let's talk about that.
Stop it.
Since
we're
talking about animals and family members.
Please keep going.
I feel like now I have to put a disclaimer here because it continues, but I don't think that this next part continues because of that. So anyway, V-Mars continues on with that. That was the end of that. He died a few weeks ago. Mean as a snake in his age. Look.
Journey.
Look, they were just reflecting on how mean they were. So, right, looking back, I can't look. He died a few weeks ago, mean as a snake in his 80s. Looking back, I can't believe we sat there and took all of that. He did buy cars for a
y'all
few parishioners.
Would.
Look, he did buy cars for a few parishioners in need, including myself. And the church had a weekly food pantry. But why did we take that harsh vitriol? I don't go to church anymore.
and you just as bad as Twinkie Clark taking
stay
a car
for that
for
car.
Remember she sold all her rights to that music for that Lincoln.
That Lincoln.
Ooh, what is it with church people and cars? You can't even go nowhere because everything against the rules. Where are you going to drive it to?
Listen,
but you cars know what? They be up in there anyway.
I was about to say, and they need to get to church, so cars be important. So
I get it.
Wow,
just
that was
talking.
A journey.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, that was a what a ride! That was. It certainly was a ride. When I read it, I didn't expect it to happen to translate here, but I'm glad that it did. Fran, please tell us what Anna said in those SoundCloud
okay,
streets.
So Anna Smith on SoundCloud said, "I go to a church where the pastor is wealthy, but he's wealthy from his own business, not the church." And he invests heavily in people's professional development. So a lot of the church is also wealthy or on the come up. He's also generous as fuck. The church runs several charities, a scholarship, provides free services like a health clinic. And the pastor himself comes out of his pocket for the ministries or the families and individuals in need. I, too, side-eye pastors who have a lot of worldly wealth and flaunt it because more often than not, something untoward is going on. Mm. Untoward? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
But this is one untoward, of the very untoward. Few times where I've seen wealth like this done right. He can be like a rich, out-of-touch uncle sometimes, not flashy, but will accidentally flex all the time. He'll send you on a $10 errand, slip you a penny because that's all he carries, and tell you to keep the change. Oh, no, slip you a Benny. Excuse me. I thought it said a penny. That's a very different. Slip you a penny and tell you to keep the change. No,
now,
sorry.
See, Fran is on
Benny.
One this week. We ain't got nothing to do with it at this point. It's all Fran.
A penny and tell you to keep the change. God forgive me.
A penny with a hole in it. Penny with a penny.
So I like that shit. That would be the ideal pastor.
Right?
You know,
okay, now that's the church I would go to.
Now that's the church I want to go to.
Okay, I'll be a member and tithe up in there.
Yes, absolutely. What about you, Dustin? What'd you find in the Twitter streets?
Shout out to Santa Gold, who I love Santa Gold's music.
Ooh,
always has.
Love her.
She said, thanks to Beyonce. She tagged Beyonce, by the way, on Twitter. Queen B for shouting me out amongst these greats and even more for taking it back, letting the people know all about these black women, powerful, powerful spirits, many of whom never received the acknowledgement they deserve. And so I read that. And then Jill Scott said, I'm in tears. Y'all know I'm in tears, you know, and said how she loved Beyonce. And I just thought those were shining aww examples that we could all email or send to the lady in the overalls. I want to give a shout out to our brother XD, Xavier DeLu,
XD,
right?
Love you, XD.
And this tweet was so powerful that we're going to close this segment out with this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know what was a fucking scam? TI-83 calculators. And I just...
yeah.
How many classes, how many times did we force all
so
that could have went to Jordan's
too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I remember hating to have to ask for that because I knew I could be making better use of my ask for an expensive item. You know
okay
what I'm saying? I hated asking for those. And they was a scam. And then it was so goddamn big, you damn near had to put them on your insurance. Shit, they were so big. You know what I'm saying?
Dang, that's a core memory. That's such an old memory. A mm-hmm TI-83. Sheesh. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to share that with y'all. That's all.
I love mm-hmm XD. Asante Smith this week is an Asante episode. We have no idea. That scares me because we have
what?
The giggles, the tongue ties. Today is one of those days. So go ahead and tell us what we're getting into this week.
Well, baby, today is one of those days for me, too. So we can giggle it down on today. Look, we're not talking about shit. We're talking about TV. No, we're really talking about the arts. I feel like and not from a serious point of view, not from a serious perspective. But, you know, as we talk about, you know, artists like Loretta Devine or even Angelica Ross being on Broadway, I just felt like, why not have a conversation on theater, musicals, TV, movies? We always do a little TV movie check-in anyway. So now we can just talk about a little bit of everything. I do have some questions structured out a little bit, but we don't have to follow it all because this is just going to be an easy conversation. At one point, we're going to probably get lost in the sauce, and I can't wait to get to that part. So I just feel like we are all well-rounded in the arts, and we've all been to shows together. Like, we all got to go see... We saw Set It Off, the play. I was going to say Set It Off,
we
the
did
musical. So
on
it's
ice
like, you know, we spent... Mm-hmm. Fran puts everything on ice still to this day. honestly, they should bring Belly to the stage and then put it on ice for you, friend.
My favorite part is how many people message me still to this day. Like, I've been looking for tickets. You know what city it's in? It'll come back in the fall.
People think that it was on ice because of you now. They're like, didn't y'all see it? Like, wasn't it on ice? Like, didn't y'all see that? Like,
Queen Latifah on the skates. It was not on ice. The whole nine. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want us to just talk about all of these random shows throughout our various stages in our lives.
I'm not letting it slide. I'm not. I'm sorry. Slide. And no pun intended on slide. Fran just said Queen Latifah on skates. All of that.
Please don't.
That's what she just said.
I heard her.
We saw it.
Just like Fran, you've literally taken the full like book from Dustin, not a page out, like the entire book by saying that. And I just
then we saw it.
You know what? This actually goes into the point of what have we seen separately that still has drawn us together, or what haven't we seen that we think that we've seen? I want to first talk about our childhood. I want to talk about I always talk about how I went to perform in art high school and how I hated that we did West Side Story, and we also did the other version of West Side Story was just a version of Romeo and Juliet. So we did that so many times. But do you remember the first musicals that you watched? Like, did they ever make you watch any of those like black and white musicals or any of those like old, like, oh, here I am having to watch The Sound of Music for the 10th million time, umpteenth time. Because when I was in middle school, they made us watch that and learn that damn Doe is a Doe a Deer song. And I don't know why. I have no idea. I don't know if the principal loved that or what. But we all, for whatever reason, had to learn that song. It was like, you knew the Pledge of Allegiance. And then randomly, sometimes, that damn a Doe a Deer song would have to happen. I'm like, why are we? What is this?
It's random.
Yeah, it was
random. West Side Story. But I don't know if the school made me watch that. I think that was just something I wanted to watch because I was fascinated that there was like, you know, Latinos being the lead of something, mm-hmm. even though they weren't.
Right.
Later, I found out the guy was like German or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rita Moreno was probably like the only actual Latin woman on that cast. But yeah, West Side Story to me was always the shit. Like, I wanted to play Rita Moreno. And then I ended up being able to do that later on in school. So that was always exciting. Not in high school, though. I wanted to do it in high school. But yeah, that was probably my favorite personal.
Mine was New Jack City. Living just enough for the city. You don't remember that?
No.
That was my favorite.
I didn't make it.
New Jack City, that was mine. And then probably Little Shop of Horrors. Uptown,
where the food is slop.
Hell yes. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, I love Little Shop of Horrors. Suddenly Seymour. I love Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah.
And Pam and Gina were on there too.
Singing
on the
their asses off.
Singing
shout out to Tashina Arnold and Tisha Campbell. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. The other two. Y'all don't never remember back. The other lady, Akbar V.
I feel like since we're talking about these type of musicals anyway, R.I.P. to Olivia Newton-John, because she was in Grease.
Oh, yes.
That was another. I forgot that was like another like Romeo and Juliet, like a modern version of that. Like a lot of these movies were. I remember learning in school that a lot of stuff either was supposed to have stemmed from Shakespeare or, to some degree, and they were trying to teach us all the Shakespearean stories. And I was like, I don't care about that. So I felt like I missed out in a piece of it, because when it came to other parts of my musical theater training, I was more open because I was like, oh, I don't know nothing about that. But then for the other parts, I was like, I just want to get to the black people. So I always wanted
a black version of Grease, hair Grease. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted one.
That'd
black people
fire,
would have tore Grease up. Hell yeah. Or
yeah, no,
fish Grease.
Grease.
You know what I'm saying?
Summer loving. I still think about I know that this was a little bit later, and we always talk about this movie, but I still think about how Dreamgirls was such a like a monumental moment in like cinema and like for black people and like musicals and shit. Like, I feel like there hasn't, I mean, maybe, you know, I might be wrong, but I just feel like there hasn't been like a moment like that for me in a very, very long time when it came to like that, like star-studded cast and like a good-ass like black movie. And maybe because it was a period piece too, like, I don't know, like, I just haven't felt like that way about a movie in so long, like a musical movie starring all the black people in so long. And I just want that to happen again so bad.
I got minor feels from Respect just because Jennifer Hudson is so talented and Aretha Franklin's music is so powerful that it just gave you the feels. But I've been waiting on that thrill that you were talking about too. And I think we're going to get it in 2 years with the new Color Purple. You know, they're redoing The Color Purple right now. It's a movie musical. Fantasia's playing Silly. Taraji P. Henson is playing Suge.
And Halle, right?
Halle Bailey is playing young Nettie. Sierra is playing old Nettie. It's so much talent. And Danielle Brooks is playing Sophia. They're about to go the fuck off. And you know that movie is going to go up for all kind of Academy Awards. And all that, to me, I feel like Taraji P. Henson, I saw her, she's been training vocally with, what's the young man's name in L.A. that everybody trains with and goes over his Stevie house to Mackie. Sing? Stevie Mackey. She was training with him and a couple other people. I think Taraji's going to get her Academy Award for Best Supporting for this Color Purple movie musical. Fantasia might even get a nom for lead actress for Sealy. Like, I know that they're not about to play with that movie. So, and they've been already doing, Oprah did a video on set. They've been working on the movie. It's going to be the shit. So they're promoting it already. So I think we're going to get the feels from that, you know, in that way. But I love Dreamgirls. I saw that in the theaters 12 times. I know that movie front to back. Like, I love everything about Dreamgirls. And I've loved Jennifer Hudson since the moment I saw her on American Idol. So, you know, that moment, that breakthrough moment for her, I was fascinated by. I love that. I love Dreamgirls.
Shout out to, look, I hate to be redundant because we always do this too, but shout out to American Idol because that was just a great place where we got to see a lot of like singing ass people doing like a range of different songs too. Like to hear people do like the classics and then hear them like even like Fantasia really getting out of pocket and like bringing out some new shit onto the show. Like I really felt like there was like, and maybe it still happens. I just don't watch because it's season 30 now or whatever. And then I just feel like it's the gimmick of who's supposed to be the host versus like the actual talent. But those first few seasons or first maybe 10 seasons, I don't know, like were gold just because it felt so special. Yeah, I was about to say a few and then I tried to
three expand honorable mention to season 4 because Carrie Underwood didn't play with Alone by Heart. So honorable mention to season
Carrie
4.
Underwood is fired.
She's an incredible talent. Incredible talent. And others came afterward that were of note too, like Jordan Sparks. You know, other people came. But like, see, I hate to be that nigga, but seasons 2 and 3 of American Idol are untouchable. Season 2 with Ruben, Kimberly Locke, Kimberly Caldwell, Trenice, who's still working, doing shows internationally and all that shit. Shout out to you, Trenice. So much talent on that season. Then season 3, Fantasia, Latoya London, Jennifer fucking Hudson, who's an EGOT. You understand
crazy.
What I'm saying?
Yes. So crazy.
Like these were real American, out of all those competition shows of our time, American Idol bred some true blue superstars. These people have legitimate actual careers. And one of them's EGOT.
There was a dude on there, I can't remember his name, Justin. Oh, the same first
Guarini?
Season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know he the
with
damn
the curls, right?
Yeah, you know he the Dr.
Yeah,
Pepper dude.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Justin Guarini from Justin to Kelly. Justin Guarini is the Dr. Pepper nigga. Sweet.
He's singing like a rock star or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the sweet life. Like, that's damn the nigga from American Idol. I thought that was crazy when I first found out. I was like, what the hell? Well, he need to be doing something, so go ahead. But it's just funny. It's funny even going down that route, thinking about TV and music always going together. Because, you know, that's my favorite pocket to be in. And so I guess we can talk about. We don't have to do reality TV. We can leave reality TV out of this for right now. Because I just think about growing up and actors that I don't even talk about or think about anymore. Like how we used to always see like a movie coming out with like Martin Lawrence or Denzel Washington or whatever, just because the times have changed. But now like it's all these newer actors. So I want to see like a movie where all of those like classic actors and actresses are just all being funny as fuck, like just cutting the fuck up. Like Denzel Washington doing like comedy and like being in there like with people you wouldn't expect him to be would just be a hilarious ass thing to think. But What were some of your favorite movies that you remember growing up or think of or think about? Or because there are just movies that I think about that I never rewatch, or there are movies that I rewatch and I'm like, why do I still watch this movie? Because sometimes they're not even funny. Sometimes it takes me back to a time, and I'm ashamed to admit some of those movies as we're going to move into this next segment. But I still watch, I don't even know why I'm telling you all this, but I still watch some of the American Pie movies. And they're not really that funny, but the parts that are funny are really fucking funny. But it was just so interesting to me how that franchise, like, continued to grow. Like, there were, like, four American Pies. And then recently, over the past couple of years, they did, like, a girls version of it, which I did not watch. I was just like...
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it was like, why is this... Like, those actors, they, like, ran that time for a time. Because they were... Some of those same people were in another movie called, like, Road Trip or something like that. Like, I just remember... some of those people being like the go-to white actors in certain movies. Like how the go-to black actors were Denzel and, you know, Will and even Jada earlier on, like Bill Bellamy before that. Like, it was just like there were these go-tos, and it's like kind of crazy watching people get like funneled in and out versus like everybody to some degree having some sort of staying power of being funneled in and out. And I guess it's just because of how the industry is. But as far as like, having watched a lot of TV and being programmed as a child, you know, being raised on the damn TV, I just think to myself, y'all should treat these actors a little bit better, or like, you know, give them better careers. Because white actors, and maybe this is just how I'm viewing it, but white actors will literally be on shows for like 15 to 30 seasons, and then they'll like just make money appearing on other shows for like that same amount of money that they did for that entire series just every once in a while. But then like, I get scared. I have a fear now after they, you know, try to get rid of Wendy Williams as a talk show host, that now, like, what are they going to do to some of my favorite actors? Like, I keep bringing up Denzel because I don't want him to get lost in the sauce. Like, I know we got his son out here doing what his son does, but his son is not his father. He's made that clear in interviews, and it's clear in some of the movies. So I still want to see Denzel.
But I feel like Denzel's still revered. Like, he's
revered, yes,
still working. Sure. Yeah, he's always at award shows. He's still the lead in a lot of movies, regardless of his age. You know, I think he's still up there.
And male actors actually have a really, really long term, like longevity in the industry. Morgan Freeman. You know what right. I'm saying? Jack Nicholson. These motherfuckers, like, male actors work forever. And mainstream roles, and it's not fair, but it's just the way that it is. So Denzel ain't never falling off. That's Denzel motherfucking Washington.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't, it's harder never for women. Off. Yeah, because, much harder.
For sure.
You know, the when we start thing. Aging, yeah. Yeah, we start aging, that's when you kind of get cast aside, because you're like, oh, the cameras, and there's younger, more beautiful women. They could cast as leads, and it's a little hard. Then you start getting cast as the grandma or the mom, right. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I feel like it's rare to see. Maybe now it's changing, but it usually was rare to see like a lead that's a love story, but she's older. You know, without it even focusing on the fact that she's aging and sad about it, because that's always the storyline. So. Y'all, you know, definitely get to be the like salt and pepper, you know, older, handsome man, and still be leads with romance involved.
And you're right. It's not as common with women, but in a rare occurrence, just shout out to Cicely Tyson, RIP, just because it was cool that Tyler Perry had her come on and paid her $1 million for, you know, just a little bit of work.
For one day's work.
That's and it was fire. Just like lessons like that. I think to myself, like, this is. Yeah, like, I want, as black people, as we like build and create, I want us to treat each other this kind of way. So when the industry moves, we all can like we can all feel good about it. Like, we talk about all of these industries, like the music industry and the movie industry, and how predatory they are. And it just sucks that there's not like a lane of like really cool, amazing, good work being done. And maybe there is. It's just not talked about as much. But I just think about that sort of thing. Like, why do people got to get aged out? Why can't they stick around for as long as possible? Like, even shout out to, well, I was going to say shout out to Whoopi Goldberg, but before shout out to Whoopi Goldberg, also RIP to Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek, who passed.
Oh, and yeah, rest in peace.
She was 89. I actually follow LeVar Burton's daughter, Micah Burton. LeVar Burton played Geordi LaForge on one of the other Star Trek franchises, along with Whoopi Goldberg, who I was originally going to shout out. It's cool that Whoopi, like, I remember being younger and going to Blockbuster and seeing her like on covers for like tons of movies. Like, I remember there being like a section for her at one point just because she was like killing it at that time. So like, it's cool that I can look at actresses like Whoopi who aren't necessarily, I don't want to say she's not conventionally beautiful, but like she's not chosen because she looks like a star conventionally or whatever. She's chosen because she's just, she does great fucking work. And so I think that that's super dope and I respect that so hard and so much. And that's why I look at people like that and I'm like, this is why I watch TV. Like, I know people say that TV is a waste of time, but there are actually like those actors and the, some of the writing and the stories, there's a lot of care that goes into a lot of that for certain people. Like some shows you look at first glance and it looks like it's trash, but some shows there are like just these deeply embedded programs. And I don't know if it's because of, you know, the work that the actor on set is doing, or if it's because of the work that the editor is doing to put it together, or a culmination of all of that coming together. But I feel like it's important to talk about entertainment from the lens, or from the, to talk about some of these actors and get more flowers and open conversations as we look for more newer talent as well, or we want newer talent to emerge. Because a lot of these actors, maybe they still are respected. They just might not necessarily be working as much right now. So if there are newer actors out there looking for a blueprint, because I hate that it's a copy and paste society, but you know, why not? I don't know. I just wanted to talk about like TV and things that we've watched and things that have stimulated us and things that we think about. That's why I started off asking about like musicals that we remember from high school and stuff, because there are things that I think about that affect me on like some level and I don't really understand why. Like even how I brought up learning that damn song from The Sound of Music. There are random instances where The Sound of Music is like in trivia for something. And I'm like, oh, I know that damn song. That's from The Sound of Music. And people are like, okay. And I'm like, that's like cool. But at the same time, it's like, but why though? That's why I said earlier on, it was like, I want to know like what things separately have drawn us together. That's why it's cool when we know, I mean, obviously our blackness has drawn us together. So when we look at shows like American Idol, we can talk about how great, you know, the black talent is on there, but we still have an appreciation for the arts. That's why we can go ahead and throw the bone to Carrie Underwood too. Cause we just have an appreciation for the arts overall. So I
talent
think
is talent shit. Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Like if you're talented, you're talented. And it eclipses all any type of category that you could place a motherfucker in, raw talent. You know what I'm saying? Like that just, it just is what it is. And it appeals to everybody. That's why people all over know who Leonardo DiCaprio is. People all over know who Beyonce is. You know what I'm saying? Like raw talent is something that is universal in its appeal and in its nature of being notable. You know what I'm saying? It's you can't deny it. So it always is going to go across. Yeah. Everything. It transcends all of that shit. You know, that's all I want to say.
Do you remember any of your favorite, like, It Boys or It Girls or actors or actresses that you just always were seeing at a time and, like, movies you had to see?
Well, I definitely love Lily Tomlin. So Big Business was, I still do, Big Business was in a movie that I think we could be friends. Like, I think she's hilarious, but Big Business with her and Bette Midler. I've talked about it several times before on this show. It is a comedic tour de force. and I will always love Big Business with all my heart. 227 is a show that meant a lot to me. Sanford and Son, The Jeffersons, Good Times, like all of those things were like cornerstones of just appreciating comedy for me in my personal lifetime. In addition to other things like Martin, hilarious movies like I Got the Hookup, you know what I'm saying? Like all kind of shit. Def Comedy Jam, huge. When I found out that they were cussing and it was funny and like,
ooh, I used to love Def
Comedy Jam. Like, I was like, this is, I am home. Like as a child, I knew, you know what I'm saying? That was appealing to me. Me and my brother used to sneak and watch that. I'll never forget. George Wallace was doing a stand-up routine and he was like, you ever try to watch TV with a blind person? What they doing now? What's going on? What it look like? What they talking about now? He was like, would George you shut the Wallace. Fuck up? George Wallace. I'll never forget that. Never.
It's just the way he talks that makes everything funny too. What was so the BET version? Comic View.
Mm-hmm. D.L. Hughley. Miss Laura Hayes.
Hey, come
all
on.
Of that. Some more. Yes. I'll never forget with some more. Asking for how many people for $1 million would reach back all the way back and slap the hell out your mama. She asked that on his back. I'll never forget all of those things. So I do. There's so even we could take it a step further, like those commercials for those compilation music CDs.
Oh, my
the
God.
Gospel CDs. Columbia House. The love songs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, mm-hmm. Smooth
The
grooves.
Dance ones.
All that the shit. Dance the dance ones. You know, yeah. You remember the order of those commercials even to this day as an adult. So there were things that just stuck in your head because you saw them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All that shit.
I think Lorenz Tate. Question.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that definitely did. Lorenz Tate is one of those actors for me that, like, anytime I would see him in something, I had to watch it because I just was amazed at his range. Mm-hmm. Like, he could give you some street shit, but then he could give you some Hotep love story on Love Jones, you know, but then he can be a politician on Power. But then, and he's just so cute. First of all, he's so cute to me. So that's just like a personal reason I need to watch everything. Hi, Lorenz. But I just really, all jokes aside, have always thought, wow, today is a challenge. I have always thought that he was really great at what he does. Like, he's just great. He has killed every role. Y'all don't think so?
I do. I'm supporting everything you're saying. Everything you're not saying, too. Go ahead. A friend indeed. Ooh. Go ahead.
I feel that way about Lorenz. I feel that way about Leonardo DiCaprio randomly, too. Like, he's one of those actors. Black people. Yeah, he's one of those actors that I will watch whatever he's in because I usually like it. I think he picks really interesting roles. Even if it don't hit for me, I'm always interested to see what he's interested in because he's always ahead of the curve,
even Romeo and Juliet.
You know what's really interesting about Leonardo to me is that he was a person who had such a specifically youthful look. He looked so young for so long, but amazingly, it translated well into adulthood because he doesn't look like one of those. You know how them old people that still look young, that weird, scary movie look that some people have? He don't have that. Like, he literally, his face, he like settled into his age. Yeah, and it's just incredible to me because he doesn't look drastically different than he did when we met him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But,
and that's just rare with people like him.
Yeah, and I think he don't strike me as someone that's like trying to hold on to his youth because I think that's where people get fucked up getting a lot of work done, you know, like they don't know how to transition from that fresh face kid that everyone knows him for. I think he had the luxury, obviously, of getting good roles consistently and being kind of like a staple.
good dermatologist.
Being a staple and having money too, you know, I'm sure that helps for you to age well. And he's just always working. But he's one of those people for me. Meryl Streep is one of those for me, too.
Yes.
I'm always curious about what movie she's in. I'm trying to think of like anything. What about a black actress that
Angela Bassett?
Every time I
Angela
see her on the screen.
Bassett. Mm-hmm. Angela's a good one, too. I'm trying to think who's someone
I can't wait to see her in the new Black Panther. Shout out to, sorry, I know we're not at the Music Man segment, but shout out to Tims and shout out to Marvel having Tims do No Woman, No Cry for that Black Panther trailer.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Like, like, Tims sounds amazing, but
it
like,
makes you want to cry.
Like, right now, just thinking about it, like, that's how powerful that was. Like, hearing it in its entirety, I could not stop listening to that record. It was amazing.
Why is somebody going to say Tims was fighting for her life on that song and you niggas playing it at baby showers and in Jamaica on vacation? If you listen to the goddamn song, you know she was going through it, fighting for her life, and you motherfuckers on vacation.
Oh, and you know what, this is gonna sound but I have to be honest. Oprah be getting me too when she works and shit.
Oh, yes.
Even though Claude is going to kill me, I forgot what we were talking about. And he was like, because you know when Oprah's in the movie, he was like, I ain't been. He started He was like, she always takes it there no matter what the movie is.
everything you got because of that butt. Remember when she slapped
him? You said
him?
It was Fran today. You wasn't playing. You were not lying.
He was
lying.
Like, why she always got every row, every row? Yep. But I can't lie, Oprah gets me because I'm always like, oh, what's this about? Because I know she's going to do that. She's going to do that Oprah thing.
Oprah can act. She can act.
It's going to take me there, and I like that sometimes.
I love it. Oprah can act, and I like seeing her outside of her Oprahness. Like, it's something about seeing her completely in character that is so intriguing, and it always has been. I love it. She was good in The Butler when she cussed her son motherfucking ass out for being ungrateful, slapped everything you got because that butler. Like, she was going off in that shit.
And then, at the end.
That voice.
Absolutely. And
okay, still she made me cry.
And she got a nominated for an Academy Award in fucking The Color Purple. They ain't give it to her. They ain't give it to nobody in the movie. But Oprah is a big dog.
And women of Brewster Place.
Oh, with her no good ass son Basil. I love Brewster Place.
Let me tell you, like, Brewster Place is an incredible film. Oprah is low-key that actress for me that, like, I'll click on some shit just because she's
Jack A. Harry.
Yep.
Jack A. Harry. Oh, I mean, yes. I she's just timeless. Yeah. Yep. Classic.
Tashina Arnold. I'll watch anything Tashina Arnold is in. Why are you bullshitting? Tisha Campbell. Tisha Campbell done gave a lot to entertainment.
I just started watching a new show now that Tisha's in.
Uncoupled.
I
saw
Uncoupled on Netflix. It's very, like, Sex in the City, you know, with gay men. Yeah, I like it. I think it's good.
Since you don't got no season two on your show.
Her and Neil Patrick Harris play well together.
She's
an incredible talent, and that's why she's worked so consistently in the industry. Her and Tashina Arnold been working since Little Shop of Horrors on some G's. They have not stopped working.
Crazy.
Like, they continue to work. So, shout out to them, but
shout out to everybody. Some of my favorite actors or actresses even that I can randomly, I used to, like, I had to watch their movies. Like, it didn't matter, like, what it was. Like,
Vanessa Del Rio.
Of course. Nicole Kidman.
Vanessa Del Rio. The fact I know that is terrible for me, but all right.
Raheem. Who else is Sante? Who else?
Raheem from Juice. Oof.
Ooh, yeah. Oof. Still.
Still. Mm-hmm. I'm.
I try to tell y'all, they think it's everybody but who it really is. That's what I be trying to tell y'all. And I'm glad. Okay, this is it. True colors, okay? And that's why I love you. So don't be afraid, Fran.
I had just stopped myself right before that from doing something. And here come Fran, all hot.
Somebody in hot.
This is what happens when I'm low on sleep.
Still here, though, for real. See what I mean? Tisha's impact.
I used to love anything that Vivica Fox, like, back in the day when it was, like, Tuca playing the game and all that. Like, whenever Vivica Fox was hitting the screen, I was like, oh, I got to see it. Like, Gabrielle Union and the girls. Like,
and Nia Long.
They were running it.
Nia Long.
We're not finna pretend like Vivica Fox ain't Vivica A. damn Fox, okay? Oh, Vivica Fox means a lot to not just black people, but to entertainment overall. Vivica Fox's box office numbers look good next to your favorite's favorite. You know what I'm saying? Like, Vivica Fox has done a lot of work. And I love Vivica Fox, God damn it. And that's it. Shout out to Vivica Fox.
You know what? Alfrey Woodard is another actress that whenever I see her, I'm going to click it. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is, but she gets it.
She's the reason that I watched Holiday Heart with Ving Rhames.
Oh, my God, me too.
Oh, my God.
Alfrey fucking Woodard. Oh, my God. Stop it.
No, please.
For those of you watching, y'all got that one.
Please. Nah, but look, I used to love me some Angelina Jolie now. Like, whenever Angelina was coming on the screen up in something. And it was hard for me because at one point in time, because, you know, she used to do, like, a lot of action movies. But I remember being younger and finding out that she was, like, with Billy Bob or something. And I was like, well, what is going on? Like, what are we doing here?
Like, Girl Interrupted? Like, that era where she was kind of the, like, wild child actress?
Her Winona.
Winona. Ooh, Winona Ryder's another good one.
That you can't leave your purse around.
Look, okay. Look, since we're talking about crazy white women, Winona Ryder is on that list along with Claire Danes.
Claire, you know, okay, Claire Danes. Hold on mm-hmm. now.
Claire, you know, Claire Danes had it now on MTV before right she there. Became. Look,
because my so-called life.
Yes.
Iconic.
You want to talk about hooked on a show? I still watch it, actually. Sometimes I'll randomly get that itch, like, I'm going to rewatch my so-called life.
What is it on? Because I would actually love to rewatch that.
I feel like it's on Netflix okay. and Amazon for sure, but I've rewatched okay. it several times. It is so good. Jared Leto, that's like where he came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Ricky, what's his name?
The Wilson actor. Cruz.
Wilson yes. Cruz was fire. Like, yeah.
He plays on Star Trek now.
He got a brother oh, that wow. acts
Star Trek
too.
Discovery.
Mm.
Tell your brother we said what's up, Wilson.
Wow.
Wow.
Take a cruise. Cruise ship, cruise boat. Drive the boat, goddamn.
What are your go-to genres?
Comedy.
For Hello? TV?
And Zeus.
Yeah, TV movies. Just TV movies. Zeus, yeah, Zeus is its own genre. Zeus is one of my go-to genres. Go-to. Yes.
Drama. Mm-hmm. I think drama is my go-to.
You said drama?
Mm-hmm.
You love them heartstrings pulled on, huh?
I do.
I love that emotions. Too, though. I have an emotional side like that. I love a good emotional drama. Mm-hmm. But then I like to okay. laugh, too. So it's like, you want Harlem Nights or you want the crying game? Like, I don't know. Like, you know. You got to think
the
about
crying
it.
Crying game. Wow.
So do you like horror?
No.
Mm-mm.
I know. I already knew.
I go because I'm a fun person. Because I don't like those movies and don't experience them, I know it's fun to experience those movies with me. So I go like on dates and shit to make, you know, it's fun. It's funny. To have a reaction
on dates,
to the
yes.
film.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's playful. I just saw Nope. But that's more of like what a cerebral or mm-hmm. a thriller. Than
What'd
like,
you think, friend? You haven't said anything.
I liked it. I feel like mm-hmm. it's getting a bad rap. You know, a lot of people were like not into it, were confused by it. I thought it was good. I do think it okay, left.
I must have got to see it.
Yeah, I do think I might have to maybe watch some YouTube videos or some read some articles that maybe break down some things that I feel like maybe I didn't fully catch mm-hmm. because, you know, with Jordan Peele, there's always more than meets the eye. So mm-hmm. I definitely probably have to go back and maybe watch it again or something. But I didn't mind it. I thought it was an interesting concept. If it's about what I think it is, because that's the thing. It was like kind of an open-ended film where you can kind of interpret it however. So, but I liked
it. Was it like a sorry to bother you?
Not that far left now, because I still okay. don't know what the fuck I watched.
It's sad that I almost understood what it was about. It was just too fucking crazy. I was like, y'all took this too. But it's too
yeah,
much.
There's a level of like trying to be weird and different that loses me, but I don't think Jordan did that with this. I think it just was what it was, you know? And I have to probably look into it a little more. But I didn't hate it. Like, I see people hate it. And shout out to Kiki Palmer. She's another actress that's...
Yes, Kiki.
That is always going to keep my attention.
I love Kiki Palmer.
Star.
So, such an effortless star. And you know what? Daniel Kaluuya, too. He gets my attention. Yes. I'll click some shit if I see his name. That's for sure.
And click that weird ass lady out his life too. That's been fucking up his money and decisions and shit.
Y'all she's read still them around? Articles. I don't know.
Let's hope not.
Around.
Let's banish her.
Right. We light something.
Beat it, Banshee. Let's banish the Banshee.
I haven't seen Nope, but that's my go to genre. Like I like
horror?
A cerebral.
Oh, cerebral thrillers.
Well, any type of cerebral, like it could be a cerebral thriller, a cerebral genre, a drama, strain. Like a cerebral strain. Yes. Like I just like anything where there's like all this care and there's like games going on mm-hmm. and there's layers to the levels of how fucked up everything is. And you ain't got nobody to turn to or like
Squid Game.
Like I like. Well, no, not light squeaking. That was just pretty. That was just
gore.
That one was just gore.
Like, that was straight that. Gore. That was crazy of us. God forgive like, us for putting that out.
And then I had watched it, and y'all was like, "Let's do it again." I was like, "I just watched all of this crazy stuff."
I didn't know. I saw that stormy looking ass dial that was at the beginning and shit, and then it turned around, get the gat. I'm like, damn. Whoa, you know what I'm saying?
Like, meanwhile, if I'm ever out, like, thank God it's been so long that since I've seen it. Like, if I hear like a remix to that song, I'm probably still gonna dance to it. But oh, okay, this jam, this sound familiar. No, oh hell no, this that Squid Game song. Like, get the hell out. Like, I gotta get out of here.
No, I don't like gore. I'm not into gore. Like, people getting their heads cut off and eyes gouged. Like, keep that. Yeah. I'm always gonna close my eyes because I don't want to take that in. I'm sorry. Sorry, not me sorry. Either.
I think some stuff you're not supposed to physically see.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't.
You're going to replay that shit and, like, and it'll be in your dreams. No, thank you.
The people that make all that stuff, like, it'd be so much. Like, it'd be so intricate. And I'm like, this is, like, a lot. Like, this is very, very, like an explosion or some shit, you know, fine. Like, some shit that exploded is destroyed. But to, like, reconstruct, like, human-like, you know, limbs and fluids and all that, and then crush them. And I'm like, it's like, oh, it's like, I don't want to do all that.
I struggle like, I with that in the gaming shit, right? The artist, which is, this is so crazy because I think it just, I don't know, like the artist creative, you know, being inside of me still has an appreciation, even as fucked up and gory as Squid Games was, black people call it games, Squid Games. As fucked up as Squid Games was, like, it was,
like, story.
And just with my knowledge of, like, production, television production, and just how all of that works, it was beautiful art. That was art that they were performing.
Very
like
well
the, even,
done.
Like, the blocking and the way that they were choreographing some of, like, the fighting and shit, like, that was art. And so I have an appreciation for it. Whereas, because I'm not a gamer, when I see some of that, them video games and shit, they literally be cutting motherfuckers in half and then stomping
like
their
Mortal
foot
Kombat.
In through the chest. Like, I was like, okay, like, this is like,
okay. Mind you, maybe it's like 4K now, it, so those graphics like, be really realistic. Like, you be feeling like the blood gonna come out the screen and splash on you. It's like, whoa, this is a lot.
I'm like, we need some, y'all got to figure this shit out. That the ratings at MA and shit, don't already give a damn about that no more.
It don't be enough in the games.
Yeah.
No, I feel that. But like, it's funny how friend was like, you know, at least there's a story with Squid Games. I was about to sound really judgmental. That's not what I want to sound like. Some people would really try to stretch you to believe that that's enough to excuse some of this gore and some of these other shows like or movies. Like I watched, and this was not because I'm a sick person. I just really, because some of y'all are going
to
be like, why did you
watch? To be fair, though, like if you, it's okay to have gore. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
But for me, I don't really want to be part of it, right?
Right.
I watched the entire Saw series just to see what the fuck this story was supposed to be about and why. And, well, I really caught up. I saw some of it, and then I had to catch up just because I saw they was doing like the black one, and Chris Rock was in it with a... Samuel. I was like, why are y'all in Saw?
But when did they do Saw?
It's called Spiral. It came out a year or two ago.
Oh, I
like it was so random.
Completely.
Yeah, Spiral. And honestly, some of those, you know how some of the scary movies be a little funny because some of the writing be a little like off. So like, but like it was funny because it's not, Chris Rock like was not Chucky. Being funny, but like some of it was kind of like, oh yeah, like Chucky. Oh my God.
I saw the commercial.
All
the
of them was
Chucky.
Funny.
I have to just say, I don't get it. Like I don't Chucky? Get, like maybe one Chucky movie, it was interesting, right? Because it's like, what is this?
Do you
damn
remember
doll?
That original Chucky though?
Yeah, because
it was
were
a shootout
little.
In the damn toy store, and the nigga possessed the damn toy.
But to me, that's interesting because it's like, okay, you know, this damn doll gets possessed and starts killing people. But why have we had so many since? Like, I don't get. That's where I get lost. Like, why do we need? Like why do we need Michael Myers to keep coming back? Michael Myers to keep coming back for 10 years. Do you feel me? It's like, again, we know. Same
it is
with
like
it.
Again.
Same with it. Like, again. Like, so he's still under the damn street. And
right,
then people get excited.
Ass.
Like, oh my God, it's Michael back. Yeah, it's like, what? Again? You know what he's going to do.
I agree. They need to make the reboot. Like, take the idea, but just, like, let's take it somewhere completely
different. Give us a new doll. I don't know.
Like, I'm okay, so you want to go there? I'm excited about the Dark Barney that's coming out. Speaking of Daniel Kaluuya, yeah. Whatever the fuck.
Kaluuya.
Cream.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, the dark what? What did you say?
Barney. They're doing a dark interpretation of Barney. Like, and he was in an interview and he was like, I know people are tripping about the idea. He was like,
Barney.
Yeah, like Barney is how we taught how to love, but what happens when he doesn't feel like that? Like, you know, what? I was like, I'm intrigued. I'm gonna watch that
shit.
Barney, big
too.
Ass fucking motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? Stepping. I want him to be just like he was on the show. Same body, all that shit.
But I'm curious what happens to the Barney estate, because if he turns dark and kids have his doll at home, it's gonna change the dynamic. You know what I'm saying? If he's like a killer now,
that ain't got nothing to do with me. If I was Terry Kalula, I'd be like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. We're doing it.
Does it still come on?
I don't know.
It don't come on still? Let me see. Is Barney?
I don't know.
Because that's like a killer Elmo. Like, how y'all gonna do that to Elmo? Kids love
like
Elmo.
It's, but I feel
Elmo
like
do look
Barney
like he
might
fight though.
Yeah, no, Elmo look like he could.
He's
like
spry.
The
yeah.
Does Barney still come
okay.
on? Oh no, the series the series ended in 2010, so there's not.
Yeah, I was like, I don't hear nothing about. Like, I've heard more about Baby Shark and Paw Patrol and everything else, but Barney. Shark. Yeah, you remember that? That was a time.
That new Barney.
I mean, yeah. But horror.
Ooh, an evil Baby Shark. Think about how the song would be haunting. Baby.
Why you sound like Mary
that would
Monroe.
Be so good. Well, she like, maybe she the ghost.
That
then,
sounds
you know
that sounds
saying?
Like Nine Inch Nails. I wanna fuck you like.
Oh my God! Woo!
Remember that video? I'm sorry, I didn't eat enough.
You know, it's totally fine. I feel like we've had enough of a conversation about TV today. Mm-hmm. It's been a silly one. I can round it out with one last question.
Yeah.
And then we can move on. Actually, you know what? No, I was going to update it with something else, but felt like it was going to give license to, for Fran to keep on franning.
Okay.
Please, yes.
I'm done.
Oh, look, he's basically like, please, yes. Do you have shows that you ever used to watch with a partner and
now you can't watch
you don't
them
have,
no more?
Are there
you talking about the dark version of this conversation? Here we go.
Look, I wasn't gonna ask that, but when Fran asked that, I was like, well, are there shows you can't watch
yeah,
no more?
Let's move on.
No, what was the real question? What was the real question?
No, I was really just gonna ask. No, the real question was gonna be what shows were you watching with your partners? Were they shows that you were not trying to watch about relationships? Like, what type of shows were you watching?
Like, because
I remember specifically
shows about
yeah,
because
I remember. Well, were you trying to purposely? Well, for me, this was a question I wrote telling on myself, so I'm just telling myself. Mm. I remember whenever you know you would like somebody, like, let's find something to watch. I always intentionally steered away from like relationship type shows because I ain't want nobody getting no ideas. Like we wouldn't be up in here together watching like The Ultimatum
or Insecure
or Married at First Sight. Or Insecure even. Like, there's certain, literally Insecure, but oh yeah, now I watch that with my friends. Like, I would, like, there are just certain shows that I would not watch with partners. So I always watch, like, random shows. Like, there was this random-ass cartoon called Brickleberry that was on Netflix.
Brickleberry.
It was just literally an offensive-ass comedy about these park rangers on Netflix. And I would watch that type of shit. Or I would try to find, like, some sort of interesting documentary to watch with somebody to, you know, show them, you know, I think, too.
I just play something that I ain't gonna give a fuck about in about 19 to 23 minutes because that's all the time I need.
No, you didn't.
So to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Some, honestly, like, are you still watching? Some I already seen before. You know what I'm saying? You just put it on and then you start
wow,
talking.
Wow, that's the game. That's yeah. the game. Mm.
Next well, thing you know, sure they wanna ride with me. You hear the music come on and it's on. Clap, 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 clap. Church girls on the loose, bad girls on the
okay. See, look, friend on it, but she's still not alone, so.
You know what I did watch? I loved watching Couples Therapy.
With
but
your
that's
partner?
Also very friend. Like, yes.
That's
we
toxic.
Watched the hell out of that. No, it's so good. Because sometimes you could see certain things and maybe y'all are figuring out too.
That's what
and
makes it toxic.
I think you know it's good. Couple, first of all, watch Couples Therapy with your partner. It's on Showtime. I think it's 3 seasons. The therapist's name is Orna and she's so good. They have all kinds of couples, all kinds of configurations. And it's bomb. It's bomb. That's something that I did enjoy watching, honestly. New season just came on, too. It's good.
Well,
that's
that
a very
wraps
friend
this
answer. I don't have.
No, that's perfectly fine. That's great. No, it didn't have to be.
Very big in the wind chimes.
What kind of trash answer? You didn't have to give a trash answer if you felt like Minor Justice was trash.
Or P-Valley.
Yeah, listen, I would watch P-Valley with any and everybody. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's a great universal
definitely
watch.
Watching
yes.
That. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about a little bit of watch, whether it be things on the stage, whether it be things on your TV screen, watching over the time, artists that we've actors that we've loved, actors and actresses, but just actors because actresses are actors, actors that we loved and heralded that are still respected. And yeah, I just wanted a conversation about art. And there it is. That's Art with Asante. And now we can officially bring in the wind chime since Fran answered last with her Fran answer, right?
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
So we actually have to put a pin in this week's wellness segment because we were going to have a conversation, really dope conversation about vitamins. I actually put out an ask on the Friend Zone Twitter. You guys had 80 plus questions in regards to vitamins, which really excited me. Yes, Fran gets excited about vitamins. And we had Jessica Jones of Food Heaven, who's a yes. licensed dietitian, who was going to back me up on the conversation, because obviously we can have our personal experiences and thoughts and opinions, but it's always nice to have some science and some math-mathing. But she had okay. some technical difficulties, unfortunately. But we will be back in 2 weeks, because next week is a Shoot the Shit, and then the following week is my episode, and we'll make sure to bring her back so we can actually have that conversation, because the questions are really good.
Yeah.
Really good questions. Y'all asked amazing questions. So I definitely want to make sure we get to that. So.
And I have questions of my own.
And I'm
and
sure
I saw
have
the ones about the yoni egg y'all left to it. That ain't funny.
Stop it.
Go ahead, friend.
So that's so, you know, like I said, we'll put a pin in it and circle back. So back to you, Asante, Mr. Music Man. What you got for
damn.
Us this week?
No, I'm just kidding.
Right. No break.
Well, a lot has happened in music, but what do I want to talk about? None of it. No, I'm just kidding. Let's start with some good news. Nicki Minaj is slated to receive the MTV VMA Video Vanguard Award this
okay.
year.
Oh, congratulations.
Shout out to Nicki. Everybody's been talking about how they love her and they can't wait for this. Nicki has done, if nothing, she has given us bars and visuals. So why not give her the MTV VMA Vanguard Award? I know that there are tons of people deserving of these awards, but I just think to myself, everyone's going to win at some point, right? I don't know. But shout out to Nikki. I just think that that's cool because Nikki is someone that deserves to win things. Like, she works, so Nikki deserves. Shout out to Canada. Drake had the OVO Festival. I wish that I was there.
Same. Oh, I saw clips.
Nelly Furtado was there. Which
so bomb.
I don't know why I just love that. But you know, she's Canadian, so of course she was at the Canadian Festival. No, I'm just kidding. I love Nelly Furtado. She of course did I'm Like a Bird. She probably did she did Promiscuous Girl, I'm Like a Bird. Like a bird. And of course Drake got to be a fangirl and I got to be jealous.
I'm playing that today.
I don't know where my home is.
Like, she's naive. Nelly Furtado, you are literally legendary.
Ooh,
baby, all I need for you to I'm like a bird.
I don't know where my soul is.
And even and her work with Timbaland.
Yes. Like, oh my God.
Promiscuous Girl. Yeah.
And Say It Right was my person.
No, oh my God, Say
don't
It Right.
Mean nothing
at all.
All
to me. We just did a whole Nelly Furtado review.
Yeah, she needs to come on the show. Nelly, come kick it with us on the show. I would love to talk to her. Who got Nelly Furtado number?
I don't know, but you said she was in the studio with Buddha. I was so mad. I was like, oh,
wait,
my God,
what?
Buddha,
recently?
Like a month or two Buddha. Ago, Buddha.
Oh,
shout out to Buddha the Future.
God,
he posted a picture with him in the studio with Nelly Furtado. I was like, you mean to tell me I could have came by and smoked with
you? Shout
and
out
Nelly
to
Furtado.
You, Buddha.
Like,
yes. That's iconic. That's iconic.
Yeah, shout out to Buddha. Also at the OVO Festival, apparently Avril Lavigne was there, Fifi Dobson.
I saw some pictures.
A lot. There was a Young Money reunion, Lil Wayne and Nicki. And
which is huge. Like, that is huge. A Young Money fucking reunion, all three of them on stage performing like that. That was enough to make me want to go, but I had things to do here, so I just couldn't make it.
Right. And
well,
it got rescheduled, right? Because he had
Drake
COVID.
Had COVID.
Yikes.
Yep. Unfortunately, Drake couldn't even be there. So oof. Shout out to everybody that got to be there. And Drake was there watching, but he couldn't host it. But, you know,
damn.
Everybody was still, he was still in a better position than I was, which is terrible to say since he had COVID. So get well, get better, Drake. Excuse me for that. I thought about that after I said that. That was a little selfish of me. I just wish that I was
I didn't
at
know
OVO Fest.
I thought they changed the date so that he could participate. I didn't know he wasn't on stage. Wow.
I think he wanted to. But I don't know if I don't know what happened. I just saw him saying that it was going to be rescheduled.
Coming from Hot New Hip Hop, Champagne Poppy was expected to host a reunion, but ultimately it was postponed as Drake tested positive for COVID. On Saturday, the concert finally came to fruition and attracted some pretty famous faces. Drake captioned the photo to share his story on Instagram. Oh, he took a picture with, it's him and Fifi Dobson and Avril Lavigne all together. Wait, so this is after the COVID test? Well, I'm going to report on a story where I was not present, y'all. So invite me to OVO Festival next year and I can report this appropriately. Moving on. Is that irresponsible of me to do? Yeah, that's irresponsible of me, but it's the Music Man segment. So, y'all, I'm being black. I already hit the blunt. Speaking of responsibilities, though, Beyonce decided to be ultra responsible and do a remix to Break My Soul, because a lot of people don't be doing real remixes, but the Queen always gives us a real remix. But the Break My Soul, the Queen's remix, has dropped. Everybody and they mama that is supposed to be important, because y'all feel like people that wasn't listed ain't important, was listed in this remix. Shout out to Beyonce for the remix with Madonna being sampled.
I really hate that conversation. It's really tired and lame to me. Like,
it's dumb.
There's no way
it's
that she can mention every
where
singer.
Going.
She mentioned who the fuck she wanted to mention, and like, just let that be it. Let it breathe and just
people
be
were
in
mad?
Appreciation. Yep. Saying that other singers should have been mentioned as well or in place of those
oh,
who
gosh,
are.
People.
You know, like, just
go
you can't,
outside.
Like, just never
sun
happy.
Is shining.
Yeah, go this sit and twist.
This is why she's only going to talk to us via fucking post notes posted. She's not going to do any more interviews or any of that, because y'all just keep
you
doing
can.
Stuff like this.
It's exhausting. Gosh, the expectations is exhausting. I'd be exhausted for her. Jesus,
that's so lame.
Which is crazy because she does so much. So it's like, even when she does something right and awesome and amazing, y'all still have to be divisive and amazingly stupid like this.
But that's just the internet too, because it don't matter who it is, it don't matter what project, they will find something to talk about because people just be bored.
Well, It's a collaboration with Madonna, but again, as I was saying, I like that, you know, it's just a sample of Madonna. It's not a whole new verse featuring Madonna, nothing crazy like that. But
yeah,
it's Beyonce giving us new shit because it's Beyonce, which is what we came for, and we got what we came for. So love you, Beyonce. You know, Jilly from Philly, I love you too. I love you, boo. Like, I want to be like you, Beyonce. I just want to be able to give people their flowers appropriately while still slaying the scene in a dope, awesome. I wish I could quote the Lady Gaga video where she gives all those compliments at once. Like, I wish I could just do that, because Beyonce keeps dropping merch and some of it is getting like, I tweeted this and it wasn't even a bad thing, but I buy so much merch and it takes so long to arrive that it's like a gift when I finally get it. It's like the random, it's like a random present that I bought for myself. So like, I have clothes that just came that I ordered like 2 weeks ago from somebody else. Like, and then the Beyonce boxes came the week after that. And then I ordered some more merch from her. She's got these, well, she has these blankets on sale on her website and they come in like 8 to 11 weeks. And whenever I open that and get that blanket, it's going to be like the most amazingest gift that I could ever
How are the boxes?
I'm leaving mine wrapped in plastic. I'm not opening.
I was about to say
mine.
I haven't even opened them. I bought all four of them and I haven't even pierced the plastic on them.
I bought the vinyl, the limited edition one. Mm-hmm. And I regret, I'm like, damn, I should have bought two so that I could actually play one. Mm-hmm. And then keep the other one wrapped. But I did buy instead the collector's edition vinyl, and then I'll play that and probably keep the limited edition one wrapped. And then I got like, what did I get? The two vinyls and two hoodies. Like the one that says Worldwide, and it's like the full head hoodie.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to sell my boxes on StockX. No, I'm just
kidding.
I literally have all four of them. So literally I have a collection.
I've never used StockX again in my life. You remember how they played me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm getting flames on the sides of my face again right now. It made me rethink
using it, because I'm definitely a StockX person. But now after that,
throat goat like Nancy Reagan. Goat at
I mainly use goat, but sometimes I'll go to StockX, but not after that.
Do y'all really think Nancy Reagan was sucking dick like that in DC? People had said
they had testimonials. I don't know,
like saying that she was like, that's
not Asante turning off his camera.
They were saying that's why the doorbell would ring. Like, Nancy Reagan was with it. She was down to fucking suck some dick. They said that was like, she was known for like being legendary in DC, putting it down like that. And it's just, you look at her and you know what I'm saying? It's like the last, I don't know. She always did have a smile on her face though. Every time anybody ever finished over here, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see that look before. So that's why it sort of made sense for me. But like, I ain't, you know who I ain't mad at? Big Nancy.
Asante.
Big. I'm so going to just we're about to move on to the songs to play portion of this. So I'm gonna I implore you to go ahead and get that ready. Last thing I'm gonna mention for the artist to mention though is we already mentioned that the hot girl Megan Thee Stallion made an appearance on P-Valley. I really wanted to do this at the end of the segment, but the song that I wanted to play from the show is not on streaming yet. So I'm waiting for them to get that sorted out, because they usually put the music up. Shout out to people that watch P-Valley. They put up a playlist very much like how Insecure did. And it's amazing because it's all of like the strip club jams along with the original music from the show. So it's featuring Lil Murda on their rapping. Yes. So I know in my heart of hearts that there will be a Megan Thee Stallion or Tina Snow song on there. I don't know how that's going to work out with 1501. So maybe it'll just be a Megan Thee Stallion thing. I don't know what that's going to be like, but we need the damn song. She performed a song that was called Get It On The Flow, and it was the shit. And I wish that I could play it, but since I can't play that, I wanted to just make you all aware of that. Oh, yeah. And Megan Thee Stallion, we in album mode, Heidi's. Heidi's, we are in album mode. Megan Thee Stallion dropped a freestyle on LA Leakers.
Fire.
So y'all know whenever she freestyles.
You're not going to play it?
I mean, when my part comes. So, like, that's why I was going. That's why I'm talking about, you know, it's about to be music part. Y'all play. You know, I like everything to be uniform how it's supposed to be. So y'all going to go, and then I'm going to play that.
We got
excited. I want to mention it. So now you can't play it. Ha. 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 So that's it. Those are the announcements. That's the artist to mention. Now we go to songs to play. Fran, please tell me what you've been listening to, because I need to know what you've been playing over there that's got you acting so crazy and silly today.
I'm just hungry. I'm playing Nelly Furtado. I'm Like a Bird, just off GP.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is
but you don't know.
Your faith in me brings me to tears.
Wow, I haven't heard that in so long.
Even after all these years.
Oh, shout out to Drake for bringing that back around.
Hell yeah.
He knows music, okay?
Hell yeah.
That's it. I'm leaving my spotlight at Nelly today.
All right, all right. Dustin Ross, what you got? What you been listening to?
Player Like Me and You by Do or Die. He ain't gonna stop rapping, so I gotta cut it off at some point. Twist.
Do you wanna ride
in the backseat of a caddy? Chop it up, it's
too late. He ain't gonna stop rapping.
He ain't. This song is called Wop Wop.
Whoop, I'm a clap. So my guns on, I'm a clap. Wap, 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 wap. Wap, 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 wap. Can't chop, killing, so I'm in a key top. Wap, 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 wap. Yeah, wap, 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 wap. Every time I shed a tear, me the body gotta drop.
Good bow, bow, bow.
Gunshot,
gunshot,
two chops, one op,
come on.
I heard about the list. There's money on my head, but I ain't worried about the shit. Huh? Yeah, you better hurry up and hit. Keep shooting when I'm shopping. He ain't worried about no trick. Look, drill song, we outnumbered. I'm still coming.
I never heard the whole thing. I only heard the wop wop clip. Yeah, on TikTok.
Wop wop wop. All right. And the last song I'm gonna play. Damn, what I wanna play? Damn. You know what? The last song I'm gonna play. Fuck it. This is a horrible song. But it's called Raw You Out by Kevin Gates. Hold on.
Oh,
not that way. It's not vulgar like that. It's just rap.
I'm in cool neck collars. I'm him. Hit with a problem. Won't flinch. Hit with that pop and I skim. Underwent lots of attempts. Vegan. I'm rocking the bins. Sometime I disacknowledge my diet. Just got to admit. Said I won't fuck on nobody white, but I'm honest. I slip. Morocco, I do lamb. I push Bentleys when I land. Fingers naked in a second. Could put diamonds on each hand. I was fat and I got sexy.
I'm not flexing on the gram. I'm romantic and I'm, yeah, big cartel, tatted bed. I might take your bitch to dinner. She sit down, pull out a chair. A big gangster and a gentleman to he who's unaware. I ignore what others say about me, completely unaware. She know I'm good at keeping secrets. She feel free to be herself. Women think that it's attractive. I'm intelligent as hell. I might fly out the country, eat a pussy, lick her ass. Call her love bug and pull her hand, hit her from the back. Say I'm going out of state and then don't never call her back. Really going to catch a play, but I can't never tell her that.
He ain't gonna stop rapping either, but that's a jam.
So
I gotta stop it at some point. They're my songs.
Okay. I'm gonna play this artist.
Ooh, Lord.
I hope we don't have to play this game for long. This artist I've spoken about on the show before. Their name is They.
All right.
T-H-E-Y period. They have a new song called Lonely, and I'm fucking with the track, so here it is.
Ain't gotta be lonely, lonely, lonely. You know what I got waiting for you. However you want it, want it, I got it. You know there's nothing I wouldn't do. Girl, you got that something I could vibe with. Yeah, I know you feel it when we riding. Drop the top and see the stars aligning. Tell me what you need and I'll provide it. No pressure, baby. I can feel the tension when we texting lately. Dinner with dessert, I make the reservation. I can give you pleasure with no hesitation. I know you mad, nigga, ain't cutting it like I do. Got me on speed dial, hit 7 and 9.
So it's They featuring Bino. I don't know how to say this person's name. Bino Ridu, right? Rydell. R-I-D-E-A-U-X. So Redu. Excuse me for mispronouncing your name. next song I'm going to play.
That's good music to flirt over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little flirty something. Mm-hmm. This song is called...
You are so ridiculous.
The next... Look, more music to flirt over. This song is called Be Cool.
Exactly.
It's by Lil Silva featuring Lil Dragon. It's the shit.
Ooh, I like Lil Dragon.
Guess you wanna sail away for good. Where to? Been a while and we still in the same space. Didn't say it was easy. Wasn't meant to be. Write me songs and I'll sing them all for you. Damn, this might sound crazy. Scared to say, baby, but I need you. Trust my inner feelings. Need you. If only for a minute. Like the kisses that go rain. Staring out from my.
So that's Be Cool. That song is cool as fuck. I like it. And
I didn't realize you meant Lil Dragon, like my fave.
Because I'm saying Lil Dragon. Well, yeah, you know I'm country. I can't help it.
That's why I was like, there's a rapper named Lil Dragon. I thought
it's Lil. It's Lil Silver and Lil Dragon.
Got you.
It's Lil Silver and Little Dragon, but to me, it's, you know, it's Lil and Lil. I'm sorry.
It was a good
I had
song.
One other song I was going to play, but I'm just going to play the Megan Thee Stallion freestyle, because why would I not play that? Just because we are in album mode. Also, at this time, she released a preview for, I guess, her next track called Traumazine. I know people were trying to say...
I think that's the
album, right? They were trying to guess if that was the album or they were trying to guess the names of the album. I don't know if this is just going to be the album. If this is the album preview or a visual for another song on the album, I don't know. But if that's the album, that would be cool. I actually really fuck with Megan's Pressurelicious. I know a lot of people were like, we all gonna pretend like the track didn't happen. But it was super dope that her and Future were on a a record together, the way that they kind of fed off of each other. Future has great like duet energy, which I think is super dope and super fly, because he also has his own vibe and he likes to play in different eras as a rapper, which is kind of cool. And then him having the same magic with Megan Thee Stallion on the track where they're going like back and forth was super, super dope, especially since it was like an unconventionally constructed track and they were doing something new. So I like that. I think that Megan Thee Stallion is super innovative, especially for someone that came from making music that had kind of been done before and she was resurging it. So for her to like grow so much already as an artist so early on is so dope to me. So shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. This is her freestyle over Warren G and Nate Dogg's Regulate beat. I'm going to just start somewhere in the middle.
Classic West Coast.
Hey, ass move like water, but I'm known to be a solid bitch. How they fucking hating y'all be doing, hit ain't stopping shit. I don't need a watch for me to let him know what time it is. You grown now, I ain't doing nothing that your mama did. Never gave a fuck like I ain't never broke my hymen, I rock Louis slippers cause I'm always out here sliding. Ay, she say I'm a hoe because her nigga on my body, guess I got him mad cause a hoe like me be shining. Ay, I'm a Texas bitch, I ain't scared of shit. Yes, thick girls can't take dick, I don't really fuck with none of y'all. Y'all can miss me with that handshake, shit fucked up. Like what's up, when I walk in, put your cups up. I'm with the nigga with the big pockets or the bad bitch with the big butt. Hot girl, I be playing though, because these niggas be lame-os. These niggas get the poppin' perks when a bitch is stuck on that Play-Doh. 42, that wasn't me talking. Please stop all that damn stalking. These niggas wanna take shots, then fall in love. I was just talking. These bitches don't like me, but I got to make them hate me. How you wanna be me at the same time wanna shake me? I be making money on the motherfucking daily. Got my label mad, but them niggas got to pay me. Hey, who y'all hoes be talking to? Ignore y'all how y'all father do. Until one of y'all hoes say my name, no, I can't acknowledge you. Bitch, you on your first rollie. Ain't shit about your wrist flooded. Talk to me when you really make it. Get down with all of that dick sucking. I run shit regulated. Niggas and these bitches hating. Don't compare me to these other rappers. Keep us separated. They be tooting white. I drink brown, bitch. We segregated. They be chasing niggas through their city. I be chasing paper. Yeah. Now what you wanna do? A bitch want beef? I'ma pull up like Moo. But I don't wanna fight. We could take it to the booth. Cause you know I threw a bag on my hair and my shoes. Bitch, you know I treat these niggas like hors d'oeuvres on the table. I take a little bite and I may give me some for later. But I don't get full cause it's way too many flavors. But if that shit was banging, I may have to pack a plate up.
Yeah. Nasty right. Yo.
Like. Now, I just think that it's dope that when she go into album mode, she does these interviews, she has these freestyles. She's one of the few out here that still freestyle. Not that none of the other girls do, but she's one of the ones that still, like you know, one of her most notable things coming out the gate was that she could battle the gang. And so she continues to show that she's going to battle to keep her career intact if that's what she needs to do. And I like that, and I fucking respect that, and I am a day one hottie. So thank you, Megan Thee Stallion, for all that you do. And, still, again, can't wait for P-Valley to release that track, get it on the floor, and also can't wait for Megan Thee Stallion's album. Shout out to you, Megan Thee Stallion. Shout out to everybody listening for the Music Man segment. We're going to move on over to Dustin's TV Land. Dustin Ross, please tell us what you've been watching this week.
Since we've already talked about so much TV stuff, I'm going to keep this really brief and just issue a reminder for what our audience should watch. First of all, please join our Patreon community at patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast, where weekly we host a show called La Binge, a.k.a. The Binge.
And La we Binge.
Watch a program together as a family and discuss and exchange commentary regarding it. We're currently watching BET's College Hill Celebrity Edition, which you can watch on BET Plus at your leisure, or you can just listen to us talk shit about it. But we're doing that over on Patreon, so start there. Over here, we're going to do a deep dive on Married to Medicine, Real Housewives of Atlanta, the Bravo Sunday Night shows. It's Black TV that we should be watching, and I know you guys want to talk about it, so we'll talk about those things here. Spend some time this weekend and early next week catching up so that we can start those discussions next week. Now, I didn't give your asses a week, okay? I'm giving you another week. So that you can catch up and we can have a spirited and informed discussion, because I don't hate anything more than a motherfucker just talking and ain't research shit that they're talking about. It disgusts me. So I'm trying to avoid that. We're going to not have that problem with our TV Land segment regarding Married to Medicine. Get off your asses. Get on Peacock. Get on YouTube, where you can watch and rent the entire season and catch up so that we can talk about it over here. And that's all I have to say this week. We're going to wrap up the TV Land segment with that.
All right. I have to watch, too. Mm-hmm. With that being said, we love you so much. Thank you for listening. And we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.